I am beginning Tehillim Yud Aleph, Tehillim 11, Lamanateach LeDavid. This is a strong prayer or a praise for David. Bashem Chasisi, in Hashem I put my trust. Eich Tomru LeNafshi, how can people say to me, Nodi Harchem Tzipor, run to the mountain just as a bird? Now, there is a word in here, it says, Nodi. The written is Nodu. In other words, so our Chazal tell us that when the Klal Yisrael is in Golos, then Hashem, Kaviyachal, is in Golos as well. And when they had to Nod, to move to the mountain, they had to move away, then a Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in Golos with us. So when they tell me, Eich Tomru LeNafshi, how could they say to me, no do, we are really, I am together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I am in very good company, and with Hashem I trust. So what good will your words of rebuke do to me? Kihine, for behold, harishayim, the rishayim, the evil people, yidruchun keshes, they step on their bow. Why did they step on the bow? To pull up the cord. The bows were so heavy, you had to use both, step on the bow and use both hands to pull up the cord. Konenu chitzam ayeser, they straighten out their arrow onto the cord. Liros b'ma'ofel, to shoot into darkness. Liyishrei leiv, against those people straight of heart. Now a person gets his bow ready, he puts his arrow on the string, he pulls it back, and he's ready to shoot. Yet where is he shooting? He's shooting into darkness. He will not have any success. The same way, if a person tries to destroy the klal, he tries to destroy the tzaddikim, he will not have success, because it's just as someone shoots into the darkness. Ki hashasos yehareson, because if the rishayim try to destroy the tzaddikim, they are ripping down the foundations of the world. Tzaddik mapal, but what can they possibly do to the tzaddik? Now there are other interpretations of this pasuk. I have just given you the Targum and the Redax interpretation of the pasuk. Hashem v'heichal kacho. Hashem is in his dwelling, in his holy dwelling. Hashem v'shamayim kiso. Hashem has his throne in the Shemayim. So one might think, Hashem and Shemayim, what does he know what's going on down here? Yet, Einav Yechazu, his eyes see. Afapov, his eyes, or the black part of the eye, Yivchanu B'nei Adam, they test out people. Now the word afapov, some translate as meaning eyelids. However, the Targum and the Mitzudas Siyan here say that it is the eyes. It is the black part of the eyes, the pupil. In other words, the rays of Hashem, the eyes of Hashem, test out human beings. Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, Hashem tests the tzadik. The Rasha, the Oev Hamas, and the evil person who loves cheating, son of Nafsho, Hashem hates him. This pasuk is quoted many times in the Midrashim, and it is a cornerstone of Jewish thought. people see life in a very simplistic way. If a person is a tzaddik, then he should have absolutely no issues in life. If he's doing the right thing, then why would God want to torment that person? And if a person is a rasha, person is evil, then Hashem should give him all evil, and he should suffer his whole life. Yet we find that a tzaddik v'ralo. You have a tzaddik, and he has all kind of issues in life. You take a person such as Avraham Avinu, Abraham. We all can agree that Abraham was a tzaddik. Yet he had tremendous issues in life. He had 10 nisyonos, 10 tests. He was told by HaKadosh Baruch, by God, take your son to the Arkada, take him to a mountain and slaughter him, which he thought meant to be slaughtered. Can you imagine how difficult it must have been for Avraham Avinu? And our Chazal tell us, Hayar is Hamakom Merachok. Many interpret that verse as meaning he saw the place from far. But Mokom is also a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu had doubts. He had his questions. Was he doing the right thing? He had many other tests as well. And it's easy for us to sit back and say, well, of course, Avram took his son to the Arkada. He took his son and God told him to slaughter him, yet he didn't do it. We blow Rosh Hashanah with a horn. Very nice story. But that's only Sunday morning quarterbacking. That's after the Maisa. That's after he passed his test. Can you imagine during those 3 days that Avraham Avinu had to walk and think he had to slaughter his son, how difficult that was for him, how devastating that was for him? And he actually had the knife and ready to go. So are we to say that Avraham Avinu was not righteous? So we are told in the pasuk, Hashem tzaddik yivchan, Hashem tests the tzaddikim. The Medrash, by the Akedah, tells us that Hashem only tests the righteous. I once had a car, and I was in Vermont, and they have a very high mountain in Vermont. It's called Mount Washington. And they have bumper stickers that go on the back of the car that say, this car climbed Mount Washington. What does that mean? That this car was capable of climbing this high mountain. This is a good, strong car. Would you take a jalopy up to Mount Washington? Or something without safe brakes? No. You'd be afraid that you'd be stuck there, God forbid, you'd fall down the mountain. You can only take a car, you can only test out a car that is a good car, a strong car. Same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God tests only the people who are capable of passing the test. The Medrash cites two examples of this. Flax, what you make a certain canvas out of, has to be beaten so that you can get the strands out of the flax. So you wouldn't beat poor quality flax. You would only want to beat good quality. I give another example of a person who wants to put a pottery in a kiln. You only test out and bang on the kalim, on the vessels that are not going to break. That can take it. It's interesting to note that they use these two examples with beating. Some people in this world have to go through unbelievable tests. Some people are tested with money. They don't have enough money. they go through the whole life in debt. People call them up, credit one gemach to another gemach, one creditor to another creditor. Some people can't get a good job. They can't hold a job. They mutchizach with parnasa their whole lives. Other suffer with children. Children who are rebellious. Some people even say, where did I go wrong? What do you mean, where did you go wrong? These are children. They have their own minds. God gives them their own intelligence. They have to forge their own way. And you, as a parent, have to deal with that. And sometimes it's not so pleasant. We're told, Tar b'sra b'soch b'so, k'meleches gog u'magog, that a child who is rebellious is just like Armageddon, just like the war of all wars. Some people suffer with health. Their whole lives they are sick. So Hashem sends many tests, but it doesn't mean that a person who is tested is evil. On the contrary, Hashem tzadik yivchan, the tzadikim Hashem tests, the righteous he tests, the evil ones and the ones that he hates, he doesn't test. Many of the Rishon, they die well and wealthy and healthy and nice children and everything is successful. So David HaMelech says, if you look at me and you see that I'm being tested, it's not because I am evil. Hashem tzadik yivchan. And we are told that if a person is tested and he still can learn Torah, these are called Yisurim Shalava. That if he's able to go on with his life and he's able to proceed along and deal with all the issues and all the difficulties, then these are Yisurim Shalava. These are pains of love that Hashem sends on a person so he can develop, so he can meet new challenges. He can develop his personality. We find that others actually asked for Yisurim. There was a story in the Gemara of Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, the famous sage, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And Daf Pei Gimel starts in Masechet Bava Metzia. It's a long, complex story. I'm not going to get into it now. I'll just give you a few of the basics. Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shimon was a very intelligent sage. And besides having all the Torah knowledge that he had, he knew a lot about science and criminology, and the king appointed Rabbi Elazar as a policeman, and he saw certain ganavim, and he arrested them. A man and a son came by one day and said to Rabbi Elazar, "How can you arrest the Jewish people? What kind of person are you?" So Rabbi Elazar thought that that was a chutzpah of this man to speak to the rabbi in this fashion. And he says, "You know, you're speaking to me in an inappropriate fashion." And he had the man, he and his son, arrested. Well, when somebody got arrested in those days, they generally didn't last long. And the man who spoke in an inappropriate fashion to Rabbi Elazar was executed. Rabbi Elazar felt very guilty about that. And even though his Talmidim told him that he should not feel guilty because this man was was a non-principled a human being who he and his son had raped a woman on Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Elazar was not satisfied with that, and he felt guilty, and he wanted to do tshuva. So one of the things he did was he asked that pains and suffering come upon him, but not during the day, because during the day he had to go to yeshiva. So at night, he prayed that suffering would come upon him, and he would call, Achai v'rei, boy, come to me, my friends. And he would get pains with all kind of boils and sicknesses during the night. In the morning, he would say, Zilu, okay, now it's time for you to leave, and he would go to yeshiva. But as in many of the stories in the Talmud, they are very difficult to understand. And I don't think you would find anybody who today you would say who would pray to have issues and yisurim. But once we have these yisurim, once we have these difficulties, we have to realize that it's not always for punishment. Many of the issues that come to a tzaddik are to help him develop, to get to a higher plane in life. Pasuk Vav, Yamter al Rishaim Pachim. You should rain on the evil people coals and embers, Eish Vogophris, fire and sulfur. Why do they use the word sulfur? Because Chazal tell us that sulfur, people get very disgusted when they smell sulfur, because that's the smell of Gehenna. In Gehenna, in hell, it smells like sulfur. So if a person smells it, his nefesh goes, ooh, terrible, ooh, because his soul feels that that perhaps is awaiting him, and he cannot stand it. V'ruach zalafos, and strong winds, menos kosom, that is their cup, that is their portion, awaiting the evil people in the world to come. Ki tzadik Hashem, because Hashem is a tzadik. Tzedakos ahev, he loves correctness. Yashar yechzo fanemo, the straight people will see his face. We are told in Chazal that there are seven levels of Gehenna, and each person who is evil goes to one of those levels depending on his level of evil. And corresponding to that, there are seven levels of Gan Eden, of heaven. In the highest level, a certain individual sits. And we are told that the individual who is a Yashar sits in the highest level of heaven. So the question is, what is a Yashar? What does Yashar mean? And the Targum tells us that Yashar is explained as Taknaya. Taken means to fix. A person who is constantly in a position of fixing. In other words, a person is not a static element. He doesn't stay at a certain level. In other words, a person doesn't get to be a tzaddik and remain a tzaddik. A tzaddik is a dynamic issue. A person is always moving closer to being a tzaddik and further away from being a tzaddik. Every moment he has an opportunity to be a tzaddik. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us that if somebody says to a woman, Hareat Mekudeshes, you are betrothed to me, on the condition I'm a tzaddik, then the kedushin, the marriage, is valid. Why? Because the person just has to hear a tshuva belibo, just to think about doing tshuva, and he becomes a tzaddik. And conversely, if a person says, Amanasha ani Rasha, he wants to betroth a woman on the conditions that he's a Rasha, there's also Kedushin, because maybe he thought evil thoughts and he becomes automatically a Rasha. So a tzaddik is in always a moment of flux. He is always being tested. We are told that Yaakov Rotza Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in certain amount of relaxation. Akash Baruch Hu had tightness on him. He says, not only do you want to get the next world, you want this world too? A tzaddik has to be tested. And through the tests, there is development. And through the development, a person can attain higher and higher levels of Yiddishkeit.